I'm Perry Smith. So in your world, you believe in two registers? Is that what you're saying?
Well, I don't believe that's. I mean,
we have to believe something when we're teaching our students. That's what I'm asking.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I start with an idea of two registers, and then I try and look at things and say, well, I mean, in this case, maybe I have to revise my thinking.
Well, my question was: does the configuration of the vocal folds and the laryngeal positioning, are they the same in your studies in falsetto as what we would consider in the classical field head voice? And in all my experience of, I was just going to add, 35 years in the professional world, we only use falsetto. Males are the only ones that use falsetto, and it's only used as a comic effect. It's never used in a performance situation. And we didn't ever consider females having a falsetto.
Yeah, that's okay. That's an argument about terms.
I wondered why you use those terms, and if you found a difference actually between the falsetto configuration, not only the positioning, breath, closure rate, vocal fold deduction, between falsetto and legitimate head voice.